Following is the lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1st, Chapter 1, Text 14, in the Japa Club on telephone, given by His Grace Pratu Prabhu, recorded on September 10th, 2005, New Jersey, USA.
Hare Krishna. Yes? Okay, thank you. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यां ददान्ते स्वपदान्तिकम्. सो आई एम वेरी हैप्पी टू बी ऑन द फोन विथ यू ऑल ऑन जपा क्लब. सो I would like to focus on the importance of chanting and the different stages of chanting, technique of chanting and offenses to chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Actually, it's a very long subject matter, but I'll condense it, everything in half an hour. So in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.14, it is stated that apanna samsritim ghoram yannam vivasho granam tata sadyo vimuchyeta yat bibeti swayam bhayam. The translation is, living being who are entangled in the complicated masses of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by feared personified. So in this particular verse it is stated that I have somehow or another got entangled in this complicated mass of birth and death, old age and disease. So first of all, we have to realize that we are trapped and entangled in this mass. It is a mass. What is a mass? That we are forced to get into all these four mass, which is birth, death, old age and disease. Nobody likes it, and we are forced into this. So somehow or other we have to realize that we are suffering. That's a beginning of the beginning of the understanding. Here I would like to give a little another understanding also, that Bhagavad Gita begins with the understanding that we are the spirit soul, and we all have come across this statement quite often. So spirit soul by nature is spiritual, and the spirit soul is entrapped in this material body, which is very unnatural for spirit soul. Like in this verse it is stated that tato sadyo vimuchyeta, that spirit soul would like to be not trapped in this body. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings that jivana anitya janah sar tahe nana vida vipada bhar namasraya kari jatane tumi thakah apan kaje. You should understand this essential fact. What is that? That life is temporary and filled with various kinds of miseries. So carefully we should take shelter of the holy name and always serve the eternal master Krishna. That is our real occupation. So this is the fact of life, that we are spirit soul and we are entrapped in this material body, which is our disease condition. So Prabhupada gives the example that hand is a part of the body, and because hand is a part of this body, hand must serve the body. If hand cannot serve the body, then hand must be diseased, plaster or broken, and some kind of paralysis to hand. So hand cannot serve the body, and that is body's disease condition. I mean, hand's disease condition. Similarly, the eternal occupation of living entity is to serve Krishna. And if he cannot serve Krishna, then it is his disease condition. So it is Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Tahe Nana Vidha Vipada Bhar, disease condition. So we are part and parcel of Krishna, and that's why we must serve him. So what is the easiest method of serving him? Not yajna, not tapa, not deity worship in this day and age. Of course, deity worship is recommended, but the process is to serve the holy name, because that is very easy for us. The other processes are for other ages. So we must serve Krishna, and easiest and topmost, simple and sublime method of serving Lord is to serve through his holy name. So we are spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna, and that's why we must serve him. Just like hand is a part and parcel of body, so hand must serve body. It is in hand's interest to serve the body. Otherwise, hand is not in a constitutional position. It is in disease condition. So we have to come to this conclusion that we are spirit soul, being part and parcel of Krishna, we have to serve him, and by serving him we will be set into our natural position, our natural setup. Thakaha apana kaje namasraya kori jatane tumi thakaha apana kaje. We must take shelter of the holy name, and that is our that is our interest. That is our ultimate good. So tato sadhya vimuchyata, we become liberated immediately. And it is stated in this verse that vivasho granan means under any circumstances, even in vivastha, means in unconsciously or in any way you utter the holy name, that immediately puts you on a transcendence, that liberates you immediately. So again, we are spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. That's why we must serve him, and easiest method of serving him is through chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is very simple and sublime method. Aho bhata swapacho ati gariyan yat jivagre vartate nam tubhyan tepas tapas juhu sasnuvarya nam granati ete. That swapacha, a chandal, very low born person, is very 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 elevated. Garyan, aho bata swapacho ati garyan. Why he is so supreme, why he is so elevated? because on his tongue there is always the holy name of Lord. Yat jihuagre vartate nam tubhyam. Actually, Mother Devahuti is speaking to his son, Kapila Dev. So she says that because Swapacha is chanting, he is very elevated. Vartate nam tubhyam. And not and because he is chanting, he has already gone through the big sacrifices, big austerity, tapas, tepas, juhu, sasnu, arya. He is the topmost Aryan, civilized human being, sasnu arya. And he has studied all Vedic literature. He has take bath in all holy places because he is chanting your holy name. So holy name chanting is very elevated service, simple and sublime service to Supreme Personality of Godhead, which we can easily do. Other processes are very difficult to perform. So we must serve him through holy name, chanting the holy name. And what will be the benefit? This must be understood very clearly, that if we serve Krishna through chanting his holy name, Sevan Mukhehe Jivado Swayam Eva Spuratyada, that we have to serve Krishna through our mouth and tongue. Sevan Mukhe Seva Sevan Mukhehe Jivado Swayam Eva Spuratyada, that by chanting holy name, by serving Krishna through our mouth and tongue, by uttering holy name, we are serving Krishna. So when we serve Krishna, the natural benefit in which all the other benefits are included is that we will reawaken our pure love for Krishna. And this is the topmost goal of human form of life. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that there is no other occupation. Namasraya kari jatana tumi thakaha apana kaje. There is no other occupation than chanting the holy name. Even Gita Mahatmya, it is stated that eko devo devaki putram evam, karma bhi ekam tasya deva seva. Eko mantra natasya namaniyani. That mantra is only one. That is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And karma bhi ek. Karma, that occupation, our occupation as a human beings is only one. There are no many occupations. And that is all chanting the holy name. Karma bhi ekam tasya deva seva. So we must chant, and we chant, the natural result is that Krishna will love us, we will love Krishna, we will reawaken our pure love of Krishna in our heart. Nitya siddha Krishna prem sabhya karunai sravanadi suddha chitte kare udai. That love of Krishna is eternally established in our heart. Eternally it is there in our heart. But over a period of conditioning, the love of Krishna becomes dormant. It is in sleeping stage. So we have to reawaken. And Lord Chaitanya says to Sanatana Goswami, how we can do? How we can reawaken? That malihana kare sei bija arupan sravana kirtana jale kare sinchan. That we have to become Mali, and Mali means gardener, and we have to constantly water this beach. Kare se bija arupan sravana kirtana jale kare sinchan. That we have to constantly chant and hear the holy name. That is the watering process. And when you water, the plant, it flourishes. It grows and grows and grows. And it goes all the way, pierce this Brahmanda Bedi Jai. Means it pierce this Brahmand and enters into Golok Vrindavan and wraps around the lotus feet of Lord. And then it bears the fruits, Lord Chaitanya says. And those fruits are love of Godhead. That's a fruit. So, meanwhile, when we are watering and nurturing this Bhakti Lata Bij, what happens is there are many offenses, many gaspos, many weeds, they grow around this Bhakti Lata. And sometimes there are up branches, means there are sub branches, and so many these offenses is considered to be the stumbling block for the growth of Bhakti Lata. So we can touch these offenses a little. The offenses means that it will choke your Bhakti Lata. It will choke your process of devotion to Krishna, mainly chanting Hare Krishna. So in nutshell, what the offenses does is choking the Bhakti Lata, choking your devotion to Krishna. And the offenses, if you see very carefully, then all offenses are stating that if you do this offense, then it is an offense against holy name. Why it is offense against holy name? Because those things, persons, or whatever, are dedicated to holy name. Just like, as for example, to blaspheme the devotee of the Lord, or Shruti Shastra Nindanam, that we criticize the Shruti Shastra, means scriptures, Vedic literature, that is offense. And we criticize the devotees or blaspheme the devotees, that is also offense. And to give some mundane interpretation on the holy name, Hari Namni Kalpana Tatha Arthavad, to give interpretation and to consider chanting holy name is to be imaginary. So all these offenses are offenses because these things are promoting holy name. Just like Guru Avagya, Guru is promoting holy name. Guru's business, only business, is to preach about holy name. So Guru is dedicated to holy name. And the Vaishnavas, other devotees, they are also dedicated to holy name, for preaching the holy name. They give their life for propagating holy name. So holy name is directly Krishna. He is none different than Krishna. He is a person. Holy name is not like name, mundane name. Holy name is the God. And he is a person. He has feelings. He has thinking, willing. So his feelings, you hurt his feelings by offending certain things, personalities who are dedicated to holy name. So if you criticize them, if you offend them, then holy name naturally doesn't like it. So Shastra Ninda, or Devotee Ninda, or Guru Ninda, etc., etc., these are offenses, severe offenses. Why? Because these people are dedicated to propagating holy name, promoting holy name, chanting holy name, taking holy name. So they are very dear to holy name. So that's why we have to avoid the offenses, because holy name does not like these things when we offend. Just like I am going to some, I'm belonging to some family, and I like my wife or I like my husband, whoever. Then if I like my husband, then I offend husband's father or husband's sister or husband's mother. Naturally, husband will not like it. So same thing here, that offenses, they are not appreciated by holy name, because holy name is related to these people, the Vaishnavas, guru, and scriptures are propagating holy name. So these are very dear to holy name. All these 10 offenses are like that. So we have to avoid these offenses, because holy name does not like our indulgence into these 10 offenses. So we have to stop that. So it's very important that we say bye bye to these offenses, and then we can tabito gaibo harinama sukhe aparada hape hapto. So when we avoid these 10 offenses, especially offenses to Vaishnavas, devotees who are dedicated their life for propagating holy name, including guru. Guru is also devotee. So we have to give respect to devotees, due respect, in other words, very, very important that we give them due respect. Due respect means very, very intelligently respecting the devotees. What is intelligently respecting devotees? That we have to give them respect according to their position. Somebody pure devotee, like Srila Prabhupada and so many others devotees in our movement, pure devotees, so they are very elevated, so we have to give them utmost important and most honor. We have to honor them, respect them, serve them. Susrusaya ipsitam sanglabhya. We have to serve them, and we have to seek their association. We have to go closer to them. We should give them all the praise, because they are pure. Prabhupada, we cannot glorify Prabhupada enough. So we have to give them due respect. If somebody is third class devotee doesn't mean that he is third class. Third class devotee is, out of 1 billion people, you can find one third class devotee. Third class devotee status is also very elevated status. But we cannot give third class devotee the respect that we would give to first class devotee. Why? Because if we treat him as first class devotee, probably it may become a cause for his fall down. So we have to give him a due respect. Rupa Goswami very nicely states this in 6th verse of Upadeshamrit. Krishnesti asya girita manasadriyeta. We should give them honor by our mind. And diksasti cheta pranati bhischa bhajanti misham. The second class devotees, we should give them the respect according to their status, by offering obeisances, by becoming friends with them, like that. So we have to intelligently avoid these offenses. Then I wanted to give a little light on technique of chanting Hare Krishna for this last few minutes. So chanting is of three kinds. In beginning we get into offensive chanting. We offend the holy name, which we already discussed. So get rid of those offenses makes it into Namabhas chanting. Namabhas chanting, Prabhupada says that just like a sun, which is compared as love of Godhead, Krishna. The sun is rising in the morning. Right now it is about time for sun to rise. And that time, before the sun rises, it is very reddish light emanates from eastern horizon. And that means sun is up and not up. It is like in between stage. So this Namabhas stage is like that. That you have curved down offenses quite a bit, and your bhav, rati, bhav, sneh, mahabhav. Mahabhav is not in our, you know, we may not attain that kind of Lord Chaitanya. He exhibited mahabhav, but before the prem, before the bhav, this offenseless chanting is going on. Then it is Namabhas stage, and then immediately after Namabhas we enter into pure chanting, no offenses. And just like pure chanting example is Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and so many of our acharyas, Sad Goswami especially. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Nati Bhi Kala Vasani Kruta, Raghunath Das Goswami, all Goswamis actually, they were chanting 100,000 names a day. Haridas Thakur 300,000 names a day. Why? Because they have developed that taste, pure chanting. It is very relishable. Rupa Goswami, he desired hundreds and thousands of tongue and mouth, and hundreds and thousands of ears, so that he can chant and hear the holy name. So I think I'm coming at the end. Let me conclude everything. So ultimate goal is that we want to somehow or another reawaken our pure love for Krishna, just like our Goswamis of Vrindavan and so many other acharyas. So we want to become fortunate, and this is a fortunate position, that we become pure lover of holy name, pure lover of Krishna, pure lover of Vaishnavas, Guru, Shastra. So this is the goal we want to attain, love of Krishna. And for that, the simplest method is that we serve Him, and serve Him through holy name. And that's the only way for this day and age. Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anitha. And we have to get rid of these 10 offenses and chant. Technique of chanting I didn't touch much because I don't think I have enough time. But very easy. You just hear and chant and hear, and then meditate on those holy name, because holy name is Krishna. So and you can earlier part of the day you do is better, and this chanting can be improved in association with devotees, just like we are doing right now. We are hearing others chanting, and we are also chanting. So we can chant in front of our spiritual master's picture, in front of deity, very, very conducive. In association with other devotees, you can circle yourself, sit down in the circle, family members, devotees, temple, in the temple, and or circle around Tulsi Devi, and concentrate on holy name. So this atmosphere conducive is very conducive for chanting. It is very important that nice and in my case, I always prefer living nearby temple in my life. So you can go to temple, chant with the devotees, chant to the deity, chant to Prabhupada deity, and it's a nice atmosphere. So we have to devise a technique where we can trap our mind into chanting, our heart. It should be, heart should be involved. Our bhakti process is not for mind, not for senses, controlling senses, controlling mind. Our bhakti process works with heart. We have to cleanse our heart. We have to purify our heart. It is a process, love. That love is not connected with mind, or love is not connected with senses. Love is connected with our heart. So this bhakti means heart. We have to work with heart. Cheta darpan marjana. And that can be done through chanting. So I think it is well over time. And I'm sorry if I have made any mistake. You can correct me in your next sessions. And I'll pause here. Thank you very much, all of you. Hare Krishna. Hare Bhav. So, any question? So, there are so many ways to detect that, detect your disease. One is very prominent detect method is that how much you serve this material world, material body, material friends, family, color, creed, and how much we serve Krishna. We can scrutinize that. So that is one way of looking at it. Second way of looking at it is your guru, guru pad asraya. During this process of chanting, beginning, we have to take a shelter of guru. In other words, not that you have to get initiated right away, but you should find some spiritual guide who can guide you, and he can definitely see how much you are progressing. So there is another way of looking at it. You doesn't have to be diksha guru, siksha guru, cheta guru. There are so many version of guru also, but one has to see through the eyes of guru, through the eyes of scripture also, you can say, like Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada is saying, adau sraddha tatha sadhu sanga tatha bhajan kriya tatha anartha nivritti syat tatha nishtha ruchis tatha tatha asakti tatha nishtha ruchis tatha bhavo tatha prema abhyudanchanti sadhakanam yam premnam pradurbhave bhavet krama. That krama, you can see nine different steps to go to the topmost stage or step, which is love of Krishna. So you can see yourself where you are. Adau sraddha, adau sraddha. Sraddha means I'm having some faith. Adau sraddha, tatha sadhu sangha. Then that faith will make you advance into associating with devotees. You will love associating with devotees. Our process is association with the devotees. So you will like that. Many people want to go to temple when there is nobody around. So that is not our process. Our process is association. So sadhu sangha, tatha bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya means then we will engage ourselves into adu sraddha, tatha sadhu sangha, tatha bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya means we will engage ourselves into serving. So many hundreds and thousand ways of serving Krishna. going to temple, serving Sunday feast, cooking Sunday feast, chanting holy name, so many services. So we want to do bhajana kriya, or reading Prabhupada literature 3 hours a day, hearing Prabhupada's lecture, so many bhajana kriya. So we will engage into bhajana kriya. Tatha anartha nivritti syat. And by this fourth stage, all your anarthas, like unwanted things, unwanted desires, unwanted company, unwanted actions, unwanted, everything unwanted. Unwanted means that is not conducive to our Krishna consciousness, which is not helping in our devotion. That anarthas will go away. So you can see in your life how you are progressing. Anartha nivritti syat, tatha nishta ruchi, and then you will have firm nishta. Nishta means solidified sraddha, solidified devotion. And ruchi, then you will develop taste that without serving Krishna, without taking holy name, chanting 16 rounds, without associating with devotees, without going to temple, without going to the festival and serve, you will not feel good. You will feel very uneasy, you will feel like miserable. So that is ruchi. You will develop taste for serving Lord, taste for chanting. So these are the different stages. Nishta, ruchis, tatha asakti, tatha bhavo. You will come to the bhava stage. And then ultimately you will come to the love of Krishna. So when you are hungry, Srimad Bhagavatam says that every morsel that you put into your stomach, it fills you up and it satisfies you, every morsel. So when you are full, you can tell yourself, not that somebody else will tell you, but you can also feel that yes, I am satisfying my, you know, I'm. So you will satisfy yourself when you eat. Similarly, when you practice devotion to Krishna, you will feel yourself that you are advancing, how much you are advanced. Of course, Vaishnava, they always think that I don't have even a small gandha, a smell of Krishna Prem. The pure devotees thinks like that. But you will experience yourself how much advancement you are making. So I hope that answers your question. Is it? Right. So let's define the matter and the spirit. Let's define that, and then you will understand it properly. Anything that is connected, related to Krishna is called spiritual. The soul is related to Krishna, part and parcel of Krishna, it is spiritual. Your TV, if you are seeing TV, Hari Sambandhi Vastuna, means anything that is connected with Krishna is spiritual. Rupa Goswami says that, Hari Sambandhi Vastuna. So if your TV, you are seeing pastimes of Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, his devotees, then that TV is spiritual. But the same TV you see mundane material things like movies, films, and maybe, you know, doesn't have to be dirty movies, but mundane movies or anything you see like that is related to mundane world, material world. Material world means that world which is made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego. So anything made up of this thing is material matter. And this matter can be spiritualized by connecting this matter to the Krishna, to Krishna. Just like I gave an example about TV. TV is a matter. But that TV is used in Krishna's service. The TV is spiritualized. And that TV you attest to, is not a material attachment. So we don't want to generalize everything in the plea of connecting everything to Krishna. It has to be really connected to Krishna. Then it is spiritualized, it is spiritual. Like your family, as for example, if your family is very much devoted to Krishna, that is a spiritual family. And you should be attached to, you should be taken care of, you should be taking care of that spiritual family. And your house, you're paying mortgage, you going work, so, and bringing groceries for the Lord, and house is a temple of the Lord, and the spiritual activities are taking place in the house, especially the, you know, sound vibration. Prabhupada's lecture is going on around the clock on the MP3 player. It is automatic devotion on automatic pilot. You can hear that. So this whole atmosphere in the house is also spiritualized. House is spiritualized. Mortgage is spiritualized. Your working is spiritualized. So anything that is not connected with the Lord, that is material. And we have to get rid of that. So, as for example, some friends, they are material friends. They would like to drink, they like to eat, they like to part, whatever. So material friends, you have to get rid of the material friends. Sangatyagat, satovritte. So you have to give up the company of non-devotees. So that is material company. And the company of devotees is spiritual company. We don't have to get rid of spiritual company. We have to get rid of material friendship. If some of my friends who were studying with me, they are in ISKCON now. They are spiritualized. So I'm friend with them. Like that. So we have to distinguish what is matter and what is spirit. And then attach to the spirit and detach from the matter. So that is what it means. Is that okay? Yeah, yes. See, if your car is in good condition, and to buy a better expensive car, suppose your car is wretched, somebody broke your car and accident and everything happened. Now, that car was, say, $10,000. So you buy another $10,000 car. Otherwise, you say, oh, now this is already done. Now let me buy $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 car, and I can justify that. So that is material attachment. You do yukta vairagya means you don't increase your necessity of worldly things. It is used in Krishna's service, but buy another car for another devotee for that money so that they can use that in Krishna's service. But just to, you know, go into, it's called greediness, lolyam. Lolyam, sadvid bhakti vinasyati, atyahar prayasasya prajalpo niyamanagraha, janasangasya lolyamscha sadvid bhakti vinasyati. Lolyam, it's a greediness. You can upgrade sometimes. It's not that we are putting a fine line. Sometimes you may upgrade, want to upgrade, but not with the intention that because I like it. We constantly upgrade, like we had an old camera, now we want to use in Krishna's service, and it's really needed, really, really needed, not for our sense gratification or anything. So we can upgrade that, thinking that it will serve Krishna better. But just for our sense gratification, our satisfaction, because I like it, I want to upgrade it. That is not right. Yeah. See, one thing you have to know here is that the ultimate goal you have to keep in mind. Now, somebody asked me this question in Washington, D.C., that What is the upper limit? How much you need in order to become Krishna conscious? The question, the answer to this is you need dead minimum. According to you, you have to fix what is your minimum. like Rupa Sanatan Goswami, they gave up their, Raghunath Das Goswami, they gave up their big, huge estate, huge sum of money, and they gave up, in another word, they had it and gave it up to become topmost Krishna conscious. So, paying up mortgage and then I'll retire in Vrindavan timely, and there also I'll have my style, having car and servants and this and that. Not necessary. We have to really, you know, come to the time management. Our time, we are time wasting our time. We are investing more into making money than investing more into making money, not into devotion. Our time is calculated. Human form of lifetime is calculated. So, people wait for retirement. They don't want to retire 60, 65. Now 67. I heard yesterday that it is up to 67 now. So this is nonsense. We should retire early enough. We should give up. We have enough. In America, every single person have enough money to survive, to practice Krishna consciousness. Simple living and high thinking. This is a motto Prabhupada gave us. But we justify in collecting more and more mortgages, insurances. They have millions of dollars of insurances, people. Not, you know, all these things is, we can minimize, in other words. You can put your limits. That is necessary. Otherwise, there is no end. We can justify everything in Krishna consciousness. Even big, huge, whole world we can justify in Krishna consciousness. But that is not going to lead us anywhere. Little bit of money we want to make, that take up our 10 hours a day time which we can use in Krishna's service. We don't have the time. We have to give priority to our Krishna consciousness. So we can retire timely, that's the best thing to do. Is that okay? Yes. Yes, yes. 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 Yes and no, both ways. Because Vaishnava Acharyas, they have given different mantras for their different sampradayas. So like Sri Krishna Saranamama is Valbacharya. He gave this mantra to his, you know, followers. And in our lineage, Lord Chaitanya, he emphasized on holy name of Krishna. So the process in this day and age is holy name. And on top of holy name, there are millions, unlimited holy names to Lord, of Lord. But even in those holy names, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is emphasized. Why? Because scriptures, shastras are emphasizing. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is coming from Kaliya Santran Upanishad, which is part of Atharvaveda. So Lord Chaitanya, he emphasized these holy names because it is for this day and age. Iti shodasakas nam kalikal masanasanam nata paratrupaya sarvavede sudrasyate. So this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is for this day and age, and it is for all sampradaya, not just one sampradaya. Everybody should chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but we would like to give due respect to different elevated Vaishnava acharyas like Valbacharya and so many others, Vaishnava acharyas. They have given some different mantras which are connected with Krishna and his holy name, like Sri Krishna Saranamama. Then we want to give due respect to them, but the process is Hare Krishna Mahamantra for this day and age, according to Shastra, Sadhu and Guru. So, your question was, is it okay? That's what you said? Huh? Yeah, difference is this, that we want to do according to Shastra, time, place and circumstances. And for this day and age, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is recommended by scriptures. So that's the answer. Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji? Dandavat Pranam? Yes. The question is what one should do to elevate in our Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya stressed to Rupa Goswami in Allahabad, in Prayag, about 64 different ways, it's called sadhan, by which you can elevate yourself. 64 sadhan. And out of all 64 sadhan, he again summarized that these five are the topmost. He starts 64 sadhan explanation to Rupa Goswami, beginning with he said Guru Pad Asraya Tasmat Guru Pad Asraya. He said one should take the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, Guru Pad Asraya Tasmat. Then Krishna Dikshadi Sikshanam. Then one should take Sikshanam, means education, about Krishna and Diksha from the Guru. So Guru Pad Asraya, he starts with this point. And then he says Krishna Diksha, and then Sikshan, and then he says Visrambena Guru Seva, that one should serve the spiritual master without any doubt and without any reservation, in other words. Visrambena means without any reservation. One should serve Visrambena Guru Seva. And then he says Sadhu Vartma Anuvartanam. Vartman Anuvartanam, that one must associate with the devotees and hear from the devotees. So Sadhu Vartma Anuvartanam. And then Swadharma Prucha, that one must inquire about what is my duty. Swadharma Prucha. And Bhogadi Tyag. Then he says, Lord Chaitanya, that one must give up the sense gratification. Bhogadi Tyag. And then he says, Krishnasya Hetave, that we must act for the pleasing Krishna. We must act in such a way that we please Krishna. Krishnasya Hetave, Bhogadi Tyag. And then he says that one should nivasi dvarka adocha, that one must live in the holy places like temples and Vrindavan and Dwarika. Ganga adarena api sannido, one should live in front, in bank of holy rivers, and so on and so forth. He goes to through 64 different sadhana, and at the end he summarized it into five most important sadhana, which is sadhu sangha, namakirtan, bhagavat sravan, mathura vas, pradaya sri murtir sevan. That these five are the very, very important method of advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is sadhu sangha, we must associate with devotees. Sadhu sangha namakirtan, we must engage ourselves as many hours we can into chanting the holy name and kirtan, or glorifying the holy name. And bhagavat sravan, that we must study scrutinizingly, very scrutinizingly. We should study Srimad Bhagavatam, not just read, but we should scrutinizingly study Srimad Bhagavatam. if not whole Bhagavatam, then certain passages, very, very many certain passages, like instruction of Prahlad Maharaj and instruction of Vrishabhadev and Queen Kunti's prayers and Gopi's Adhyay of Gopi Geet and so many first canto, second chapter, first and second chapter of first canto, many, many passages like the Uddhava, instructions to Uddhava, many, many passages like that. At least those passages which are very, very important, we must scrutinizingly study those passages from Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Mathura Vas, that is to go to Sunday feast, to stay in the temple, to live a nearby temple, or go to Mathura or Vrindavan, or live in the holy places. That is called Mathura Vas. And Sradaya Sri Murtir Sevan, that we must serve Radha Krishna and Gaur Nithai or Lakshmi Narasingha Dev, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi, Krishna Balaram, like that. We have to worship the deity Sradaya Sri Murti Sevan. Especially in our ISKCON nowadays, there is a little fashion to worship Laddu Gopal only. Many, many people, they only worship Laddu Gopal. That is not our rasa. Our rasa is Madhuri rasa, not parental, Vatsalya. Krishna in the small young boy form. Actually, Raghunath Das Goswami criticizes devotees who are worshipping only Krishna. He says, we should worship Krishna along with Radharani. So, Radhaya Sri Murtir Sevan, Radha Krishna, Gaur Nithai, Lakshmi Narasingha, Krishna with his devotees, we must worship. Along with Vrindavan, Aradhyo Vrajesatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam. So we should worship Krishna with his devotees. So these five, Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Mathura Vas, Sradaya Sri Murti Sevan, these five are the most important sadhan to advance in devotional service. That was your question, isn't it? How we can advance in spiritual life? Pardon me? Thank you, Hare Krishna. So I think our time is pretty much up. So whatever. Yeah. Yes. I thank you very much. Yeah. We found a Japa club in Delhi also. Delhi. Yeah. That's Japa club world was founded in Vancouver. Yeah. Yes. Thank you very much for inviting me on telephone Japa Club. Hare Krishna. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vancha Kalpatarabhyasa Kripa Sindhubhyasa Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo. Hare Krishna. Thank you.